individual cannabis types, which patients and purveyors may erroneously refer to as strains, whereas the preferred term is chemical variety or chemovar. Do you think, you know, chemovar is kind of a new term that I really have just started seeing. Do you think that's going to catch on in the language as a way to talk about cannabis and the different properties and types?
I certainly hope so. It is the most scientifically accurate way to refer to the different types of cannabis. It's combining the two terms cultivar and chemotype, which for listeners who maybe haven't heard me talk about anything before, chemotype refers to the actual chemical compounds found inside of the plant matrix. And so chemovar is a great way to not only convey the genetics of the particular cannabis type, but also the chemical compounds found inside that particular type. So I do have hope that that is the direction that we will move in.
Yeah, and I think their point, too, on the strain names was really interesting, how that's kind of erroneous. And you know, talked about each individual kind of has their own, you know, you have your own endocannabinoid system and kind of your own needs and what will work for you. And because there's so many different variables, you know, these strain names are just not reliable or consistent versus, you know, across growers and even the same strain. If it is genetically the same, I think you've said before, growing conditions will also mess with that chemotype or chemovar end result of what those cannabinoids and terpenes are in the strain.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like you said, there's no consistency in the naming of chemovars. So I could grow, let's say, a lemon haze and rename it Super Silver Haze because I think that it'll sell better. Strain names at this point are just marketing tools. They don't provide the consumer with any kind of consistency in terms of how this particular chemovar will make me feel at all. One, because there is no consistency in naming of chemovars, and also because, like you said, the environmental factors and growing conditions definitely play a major role in what cannabinoid and terpene concentrations will look like at the end. So even a grower who uses those same genetics, takes cuttings off of the same mother plant, so arguably it is identical DNA, can still find that the cannabinoid and terpene results are slightly different among batches just because of growing conditions, slight.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.